when trend spotter Lee Adelcourt was asked to share what she could spot coming down the line for the 2020s, she predicted the world was about to undergo a rethink of colour. The zingy chemical hues we'd been chasing since we left woad behind were about to start fading from fashion, to be replaced by subdued and melancholic shades made solely from things grown in forests and fields. Our guest this time, Nicole Brown, was way ahead of Adelcourt. She spent recent years making over a farm in County Carlow to produce everything she needs to make dyes and inks, and teaches others to do the same. Culturefile's Áine Gallagher went foraging for colour.
And I can also show you the two pieces that I printed, with one of them that came out of that eucalyptus water.
Oh, lovely.
Because it's really fascinating. Well, I think it's fascinating.
Within my practice, I have three words that sort of define everything I do. So that would be simple, natural and crafted.
Surfaces are so nice. Well, it's taken, you know, a while to get it exactly how I wanted. It's still not, like, there's always work to do with an old house. 2 weeks ago, I had a problem when...
Originally, it's an old farmhouse. It was traditional vernacular architecture, two up, two down. Not small, but not large at all. And there was 33 acres with the plot, and actually the man next door who I bought it from, his family bought it in 1933. It had no electricity, no water. I started from scratch. I stripped it out with a hammer and chisel. My name is Nicola Brown, and I live in a very rural area on the Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford border. So the townsland would be Ballybrack. It's near Ballymurphy, and I'm surrounded by the Blackstairs Mountains to the front and the side of me. Last year, I decided to take the plunge and put a bigger building outside. So it's a wooden shed that I've insulated with sheep's wool, because I try and be sustainable with everything. And last summer, I planted up five large borders around it with plants specifically for printing and dyeing. And I also had planted in 2009, I'd planted 13,500 trees on the property. Some of them succumbed, the bulk of them succumbed to the ash dieback disease. So I was in a lucky position that 2 years ago I was able to then replant. So I have approximately 13,500 trees suited to my work. So everything that I do, I can get all the raw materials for the studio on my property, which is fantastic.
I assume one of the things that's difficult in textiles is when working with sustainable materials and ingredients, that getting the vibrancy of the colours might be difficult.
Well, I suppose it really depends what area of textiles you're working in. Primarily, I'm doing a technique called eco-printing now. So following on from being a felt maker, once I was introduced to this technique, it's where you're using leaves, onion skins, bark, natural vegetation to make a direct contact print on the fabric. So natural dyeing, which I also do, would be where you make a dye bath of colour and you just colour your fabric in an even colour. Let's just say if you're dyeing with something like comfrey, it could be a greenish background. But with the printing, you're getting a print from the leaves. And you don't get a vibrant colour unless you're using aluminium or ferrous sulfate, sort of metal salts, to help fix the colour. So primarily I work in an environmentally friendly fashion without using any powdered chemicals or powdered metal salts. So the majority of my work, they're more subtle colours. So lots of golds, rusts, they would come from things like onion skins, and then blackberry leaves give a wonderful inky purple. But it's very seasonal.
Great. Can we take a walk around?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep. Now, have you got wellies?
I have boots with me.
Okay, your feet might get wet.
No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I don't mind. We'll go up to the studio first.
Then. Just see. No, I haven't had a chance to clean it since the workshop on Saturday. These are all the dye beds. Plants are just springing up for the, you know, the spring.
So
and then I'm doing this bit here this year.
And on these dye beds, what kind of plants are we looking at?
What we're actually looking right here, like these are Coreopsis.
Okay.
So the Coreopsis is something that I need to use tannin and iron to actually get a reaction with the fabric, because I'm not using the traditional mordants for 95% of my work. The mordant is what makes the colour fix on the fabric. So what I like to do is make up tannin myself. So I would use things like pomegranate rind, or you can get an oak gall tannin. So that would be grinding the material, soaking it in a bucket of water, grinding the natural plant material, and then I would soak the fabric in that, lay my flowers and my leaves on top of it, and I would then wrap them with fabric that had been soaked in rusty water as well. And there's a chemical reaction between the iron from the rust and the tannin from the plant, and that causes a reaction and also gives a background colour. So this is coreopsis. I've got different varieties of coreopsis. Then here we have comfrey, and then up here we have Himalayan indigo, which I haven't used yet. So it's looking very sort of sad at the moment. It's just winter. Yeah, Himalayan indigo. And so I have a selection of plants here, yarrow. There actually are 75 different varieties of plants in these borders. So further down there would be peonies, different types of peonies, and sumac, which again, the leaves give a fantastic print, but at the moment you can't see anything. It just looks like a kind of a shrubby stick. But if you look around to the side here, where if I look out the door of my garden studio, these trees in front of us are actually a selection of quite a few different varieties of eucalyptus. So the eucalypts give fantastic prints and what's called substantive colour. That means colour that won't wash out on fabric. Particularly things that are protein based, so that's something that comes from an animal, so silk, wool, cashmere, yak, civet, all those sorts of fabrics that come, you know, initially from an animal. So some of these trees here, the tallest trees, have only been planted 3 years, and they're absolutely incredibly tall.
Nicole Brown there on her colour farm in County Carlow. And we'll have the second part of that conversation next time on Culture File.